Diva Kaja is me sure Joe Ballard Thoughtful she arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Ballard and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme you'll hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish and old time Irish songs with vocals and instrumentals along with some information about Irish culture, geography and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation or a question to ask. We're starting off this week with a chance for you to join in and sing. Here's a little Irish melody from who else but Anne Breen, and I'm sure you'll know at least one of these. So come on, let's hear you sing.
Near Oran Lowen, in the county Galway, one early evening in the month of May, I spied a young maid. She was fair and hearty, and her beauty nearly stole my heart away. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no with a ribbon on it, and around her shoulder was the Galway shawl. My feet are here on Broadway, this blessed heart. And oh, the ache that's in them for the spot where I was born. My weary hands are blistered from toil and cold and heat. And oh, to swing a scythe again through fields of Irish wheat. And soon I'd see the hawthorn tree down the old bog road. When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morning spring with a can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. For when Irish eyes are smiling, they'll steal your heart away.
Now, you may not have known the first two songs, but you certainly knew the last one, Anne Breen and an Irish medley. On last week's programme, I played The Furies, if you recall, When You Were Sweet 16, which was their biggest hit of all. But this next track by The Furies was also a big hit for them. Now, I don't think this is an Irish song, because I can remember hearing it sung in Germany and in Belgium. I think it's Dutch, but here they're telling us all what took place at the Red Rose Cafe. And this is, to me, The Furies at their best.
They come from the farms and the factories too, and they all soon forget who they are. The cares of today are soon washed away as they sit at a stool by the bar. The girl with green eyes in the Rolling Stone shirt doesn't look like she walks on the land. The man at the end, he's a very good friend of a man who sells cars second hand. Down at the Red Rose Cafe in the harbour, there by the port just outside Amsterdam, everyone shares in a song and the laughter. Everyone there is so happy to be there. The salesman relaxes with a few pints of beer, and he tries not to speak about trade. The poet won't write any verses tonight, he may sing a sweet serenade. So pull up a chair and forget about life, it's a good thing to do now and then. And if you like it here, I have an idea, tomorrow let's all meet again. Down at the Red Rose Cafe in the heart, by the port just outside Amsterdam, everyone shares in the songs and the laughter. Everyone there is so happy to be there. Down at the Red
Years ago, I used to play on a Sunday night in a local venue here in Bray. It was a sort of a sing-along with Joe sort of thing. But you can guarantee that if I started that, the whole place would suddenly break out into song and everyone would sing down at the Red. It was a great party riser. Now, also harping back to last week's programme, I think I played the Clancy Brothers version of The Wild Rover. But during the week, I came across this wonderful version by The High Kings. Now, you know I'm a big fan of The High Kings. This is a recording of a live performance and their wonderful harmonic, that's the only word I can use, version of the song that we all know so well, and it's known ain't ever. Listen to how they get the audience going and participating. The High Kings and their version of The Wild Rover.
And it's known ain't never, known ain't never no more, will I play the Wild Rover, known never. I've been a wild rover for many's a year, and I've spent all my money on whiskey and beer. And now I'm returning with gold in great store, and I never will play the wild rover no more. And it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no. I used to frequent, and I told the landlady my money was spent. I asked her for credit, she answered me nay. Such a custom as yours I could have any day. And it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no. As oft times before, I never will play the wild rover no more. And it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover, no, never, no more. And it's no, nay, never, no, nay,
another song always guaranteed to get a party going. There we heard the High Kings and their version of the Wild Rover. I'm going to slow it down now because I'm going to play for you a track from Barleycorn. And this is one of the songs that I say so often my father used to nearly sing. I think it's an old Edwardian song, maybe a little later than that. But we used to have, and I'm sure we used to have when I was growing up, an old 78 recording of John McCormack singing this. But listen how Barleycorn sing the praises of Maggie.
I wander today through the hills, Maggie, to watch the scene below. The creek and the creaking old mill, Maggie, as we used to long, long ago. The green grove is gone from the hills, Maggie, where first the daisies sprung. The creaking old I were young. They say I am feeble with age, Maggie. My steps are much slower than them. My face is a well. They say we have outlived our time, Maggie, as dated as songs that we've sung. But to me you're as fair as you were, Maggie, when you I were young, when you and I were young.
Maggie from the Barleycorn. You may notice a smile in my voice because, as I mentioned before playing it, my dad used to nearly sing this because he never knew the words. As I told you so often, he never knew the words of any song. But the ironic part about it was my mother's name was Margaret and I had a sister, Margaret. And when my dad used to want to wind my mother up a bit, he used to call her Maggie. There, Barleycorn. Now, here's a song that we play regularly on Sounds Irish, but I don't think we've played this version of it. The last time I played the song, I think it was by the Australian singer Slim Dusty, which is very suitable. And I'm playing this for any Irish person or persons living now in Australia, whether they're in Sydney or Brisbane or whatever, and they're thinking, if we only had Old Ireland over here, wouldn't it be great? Here's Frank McCaffrey's version of it.
I was dreaming of Old Ireland and Killarney's lakes and fells. I was dreaming of the shamrock and the dear old Shandon bells. When my memory suggested in a vision bright and clear. All the strange things that would happen if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour, and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay. If the Shannon River joined the Brisbane waters, and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay. If the Shandon bells rang out in old Fremantle, and County Cork in Adelaide did appear, Erin's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home. If we only had old Ireland over here. There are lots of lively dancers on the village green. There are lots of lovely colleagues, the finest ever seen, where the boys are all called Paddy and the girls called Molly dear. Sure we'd wrap the green flag round them if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour, and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay. If the Shannon River joined the Brisbane waters, and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay. If the Shandon bells rang out in old Fremantle, and County Cork in Adelaide did appear, Erin's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home. If we only had old Ireland over here. If we only had old Ireland over.
A few moments ago, we played you The High Kings. You remember? No, Nay, Never. Now, I'm going to give you the female version of that group, but they're not the High Queens. This is Celtic Woman and their lovely version of the song that you all know so well from the movie The Quiet Man. Yes, you've guessed it. Take a listen to the wonderful arrangement that, and the beautiful singing and the clarity of the voice of this fantastic group.
I've met some folks who say that I'm a dreamer, and I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. But sure a body's bound to be a dreamer when all the things he loves are far away. And precious things are dreams unto an exile. They take him o'er the land across the sea, especially when it happens he's an exile from the dear love. feet for angels and watch the rivers laughing as they flow, and then into a humble shack I wander, my dear old home, and tenderly behold the folks I love around the turf I gather, on bended knees their rosaries told. But dreams don't last, though dreams are not forgotten, and soon I'm back to stern reality. But though they pave the footways here with gold dust, I still would choose my Isle of Inishfree.
Sheer class there from Celtic Woman and their wonderful version of the Dick Farrelly song, The Isle of Inishfree. Now we come to my favourite Irish female singer, Anne-Marie O'Riordan. Now she's singing a song here entitled, Still I Love Him. No matter what he does, no matter how he treats me, I love him to bits. Anne-Marie O'Riordan.
I love him, I'll forgive him, I'll go with him wherever he goes. He came up to a rally and whistled me out. The tail of his shirt from his trousers hung out, but still, I love him. I love him, I'll forgive him, I'll go with him wherever he goes. He borrowed some money to buy me a ring. He and the jeweler went off on the fling, but still, I love him, I'll forgive him, I'll go with him wherever he goes. But still, I love him, I'll forgive him, I'll go with him wherever he goes. When I was single, I wore a plaid shawl. Now that I'm married, I've nothing at all. But still, I love him, I'll forgive him, I'll go with him wherever he goes. Still, I love him.
Still I love him, I'll go with him wherever he goes. Anne-Marie O'Riordan. Now this is yet again a song that if you wish you can join in and sing. I might even do that myself. Mind you, the voice isn't great these times. But this is Dermot O'Brien. Now, friends, you all know how much I admired the talent of Dermot O'Brien. Unfortunately, no longer with us. He's gone to God. And here Dermot O'Brien is singing a song that was a big hit for Bing Crosby when Adam was going to school. But it still creates a good atmosphere at a party if you start to sing.
Killarney, many years ago, my mother sang a song to me in tones so sweet and low, just a simple in her quaint old Irish way, and I'd give the world if I could hear her sing that song today. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra, that's an Irish lullaby. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra, an Irish lullaby. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra.
I mentioned it on last week's programme that one of the joys in my musical career is here in Bray we get a lot of visitors, busloads of tourists from all over the world, and I quite often play at one of our local venues for those tourists, and I start by asking them to name me five Irish songs, and would you believe it, that one is usually certainly in the top five songs. Dermot O'Brien's version of Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra, or An Irish Lullaby. Now, this next song is not an Irish song. In fact, I think it's a Scottish song. But it's beautifully sung by Sean O'Shea. And they don't come much more Irish than Sean O'Shea, who hails from Cork. And this is his wonderful interpretation of the song Will You Go, Lassie Go. And what I like about this, there's a wonderful orchestration behind the singing. Take a listen and see what you think.
and the wild mountain thyme throws around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? I will build my love near yon pure crystal fountain, and on it I will place all the flowers of the mountain. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pluck one.